So we come outside the back onto the terrace, and I'm here with Colin Pantel, known to most people for your writing on your blog.
Yeah, probably.
But also a lecturer at Newport.
Yeah.
And a photographer.
And a photographer.
So how do you fit into the mechanism of Photobook Bristol?
I'm a creative director. Me and Alex are creative directors, so we're kind of helping with the scheduling and the timetabling and probably the publicity or the content that connected with the festival and the speakers in particular and how they connect to the photo book world and photography world, I think.
So how do you choose who's going to speak?
God, it's raining now. It's a kind of team effort. So I wouldn't say me and Alex chose who spoke. I think Rudy chose a lot of people who spoke.
But maybe then we should get in out.
I think
rain.
Maybe we should. Yeah.
We've come in out of the rain. So, yeah, sorry, what you were saying.
I think it's a team effort. I think it starts with some selections from earlier in the year. Rudy will think of some people. Martin Parr's involved, people like Jessa. And I think we try and get, more and more, we're trying to get a range of different voices and different kinds of photo bookmakers. Because I think one of the really interesting things about photo books, it's not... You know, sometimes it can get quite a narrow view, but I think we try and sort of broaden it out so it goes outside the photo book world in some ways. So you've got documentary, you've got commercial photographies involved, you know, you've got a lot of very personal projects this year. So it's trying to broaden the range and then trying to make connections between them so there's a kind of coherence to the overall program.
Nevertheless, I get the impression that there's away from the mainstream is the strongest stream of material covered. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think. I mean, there's mainstreams and there's mainstreams and it's definitely away from probably actually both the mainstreams. But yeah, I mean, you need people who've got successful photo books in some way, shape, or form. But I would say, yeah, I don't think it is really mainstream in the trade sense. It's very much operating with independent publishers and photo bookmakers.
Why is that?
I mean, we had Yumi Goto speak earlier, who's Reminders Photography Stronghold in Tokyo, and she's got a table, and it's upstairs of the books that she's made, and several people, many people, were looking through them, and these are books that are published in really tiny, tiny editions, but they're just beautiful books to handle, but they also tell fantastic stories and very personal stories. And I think it kind of exemplifies... I think both the possibilities of the photo book, you know, what you can do with it, but also the dilemmas of you know, what is the relevance of the photo book when you're making an edition of, you know, 28 books? I don't know if that answered the question.
Not quite.
Why does it go so niche? I think because that's where it's operating, and that's probably where we're operating. That's where IC Visual Labs, which is where Alex organises, that's where that's operating, and probably Rudy's Rare Books. The publisher who Rudy started Photo Book Bristol, that's where he's operating, and that's where I think we all have a certain sympathy for that.
Do you think that Random House or Penguin or, you know, even Steidl make or could make a beautiful photography book?
They do make beautiful photography books, you know, for sure. I mean, you know, Steidl, I mean, this is like the mainstream one. I'm trying to think of some recent Steidl photo books. Help me out here. Sleeping by the Mississippi was Steidl. It's a fantastic book. You know, there's loads of fantastic Steidl books and mainstream books. And Phaidon make, who are a sponsor of this talk, they make fantastic books. But it's a kind of different scale. It's a different level. I think there are lots and lots of different kinds of photo books.
But why wouldn't you invite any of those people?
We have invited those people. And we would invite those people. You know, we've had Michael Mack, who used to work at Steidl. One of the things I did a post, which was, you know, one of the most popular books last year, supposedly, was Kim Kardashian's Selfish. I'd have Kim Kardashian, and I sent her an invite on Twitter.
You bring up the subject of words.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do words fit into this event?
How do words fit into this event? I mean, how does words fit into the photo book?
The other question about writing is about writing about photography, which is something you also do. So what do you think of the state of writing about photography books?
I think it's evolving, and I mean, like, I'm very sympathetic when I write. and I try to understand what the photographer is kind of trying to do, and so it's almost on the side of the photographer. It's quite, what's the word? It's quite biased in some way, and I have a sympathy to the photo book and a kind of interest in the photo book and a sympathy towards photography. And it, I mean, if you got critical writing, critical academic writing, I think that's coming. That kind of has a. I mean, Susie Linfield, in her book *The Cruel Radiance*, she talks about photographic writing and criticism, and how you've kind of got this discourse of cold, of visceral sobriety. Almost, it's quite brutal. It's not harsh, and she wants to talk. She talks about changing that into some kind of discourse of pleasure and enjoyment. And I don't know if photo books is quite pleasure and enjoyment, but I want to move my writing more towards that way, where it's quite enjoyable. And I think there's more to come in terms of, I don't think there is really any true critical writing on photo books at the moment.
That's pretty damning.
I think there's quite descriptive stuff, and I think because people don't actually know how they work. I don't know how they work. I don't know how the images work. I don't know how the words work. You know, you can go to semiotics. You can go to things like discourse analysis. You can go to people like Bill Nichols, where he talks about documentary voices. You can look at narrative in film. And I think a lot of people are simultaneously thinking about this, because I find myself talking about the same things with them. But I don't think we quite know how books work in their totality, how the images work, how they communicate. You know, there's advertising language as well. I think we need to recognise what we don't know, really.
Do you think that there's something about the ecosystem that has changed, that there's no critical writing about photo books, or do you think that it's just something that hasn't been discovered yet?
I mean, I don't know if there's been... Is there critical writing about photography in general?
Is there? Some people would say that there has been. You know, there's a tradition of...
Yeah.
Would you consider Victor Bergen or Alan Sekulow critical writing on photography?
It is, but it's coming with a particular... It's coming with a particular voice, and it's within a particular context, and it's quite a close context. It's an academic context. And it's within that world, and I think people try to replicate that, and we need to create a different kind of voice that creates something, maybe a new way, maybe something that's more... Photography is very emotional. It is a gut feeling. You know, you can see... But at the same time, it can be something... It's also very formal, and it depends on the kinds of images, and there's different things happening in different ones. And I think there's space for a kind of new way of talking about it that's maybe a bit more, maybe it is a bit more descriptive and examines and questioning about the sort of writer's own role in interpreting photography, because we don't really know how it works. I'm kind of coming back to that.